is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, November the 6th, 2015. It was on this day, 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected President of the United States. He'd served only one term in Congress. He'd lost a race for the U.S. Senate, but he'd impressed people with his performance in a series of debates against Stephen Douglas in that race for the Senate in 1858. Got the Republican nomination for president and thereafter barely campaigned at all. His strategy was to keep quiet. His opposition to slavery was well known. He'd given his House Divided speech, saying a house divided against itself cannot stand. I believe this government cannot endure permanently half slave and half free. And in the wee hours of the morning of November 7th, 1860, he got word in Springfield, Illinois, that he had been elected with 40% of the popular vote. Abraham Lincoln, who said, "I'm a slow walker, but I never walk back. Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree, and I will spend the first four sharpening the axe." It's the birthday of John Philip Sousa, born Washington, D.C., 1854, joined the United States Marine Band at the age of 13, eventually became its leader, and composed the Marines' official march, Semper Fidelis. It was on Christmas Day, 1896, he composed the Stars and Stripes Forever. He was a hard worker, Sousa. He never retired, died suddenly of a heart attack after a rehearsal at the age of 78. And it's the birthday of the man who said, "If you can't be funny, be interesting," Harold Ross, founder of the New Yorker magazine, born Aspen, Colorado, 1892. Founded the magazine in 1925, was proud of the fact that the New Yorker achieved a paid circulation of 400,000 without actively soliciting subscriptions. He attracted great writers around him, James Thurber, Ring Lardner, A.J. Liebling, Charles Adams, the cartoonist, E.B. White as well. Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield, "My Life Was the Size of My Life." My life was the size of my life. Its rooms were room-sized. Its soul was the size of a soul. In its background, mitochondria hummed. Above it, sun, clouds, snow, the transit of stars and planets. It rode elevators, bullet trains, various airplanes, a donkey. It wore socks, shirts, its own ears and nose. It ate, it slept, it opened and closed its hands, its windows. Others, I know, had lives larger. Others, I know, had lives shorter. The depth of lives, too, is different. There were times my life and I made jokes together. There were times we made bread. Once I grew moody and distant, I told my life I would like some time. I would like to try seeing others. In a week, my empty suitcase and I returned. I was hungry then, and my life too, was hungry. We could not keep our hands off, our clothes on, our tongues from." A poem by Jane Hirschfield, "My Life Was the Size of My Life," from her collection The Beauty, published by Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.